Commentator Andrew Lamb is nowhere near 100 years old. He's not even 50. But when he was confronted recently with a photo of his more youthful self, he found the experience bittersweet.
Two passports, one new, the other old, arrived the other day. The new, with its tough blue covers and pristine, rigid pages that still resist my prying fingers, is a stark contrast to the ink-stained, mud-smeared epic next to it, now punctured and rendered obsolete. In the old passport, I am a young man looking out to customs officers everywhere with a kind of doe-eyed optimism. The skin that glows, the red lips, the dark wavy hair that draped over my brows, all convey something of innocence, a young man on a quest. In the new passport, the photo shows someone else entirely, a weathered man approaching middle age with a sad smile and fine wrinkles around his eyes, and worse, a receding hairline. I look at this photo, myself in the present, and wonder where did the time go. Every man is vain, and I, of course, am no exception. In my late 20s, I was often mistaken by college students as their classmate and not their guest lecturer. And it was only a few years ago that a new intern at my news service mistook me for a fellow intern and not her editor. Then who knows when exactly, the wrinkles came and the hair fell and fell and fell. In search of meanings and solace, I flipped through the old passport, and the entry and exit stamps from various countries fluttered out and hung in the ether like musical notes from some nostalgic rhapsody. France, I'm in my lover's arms in an attic in winter, looking out to the Seine and snow falling on a gilded bridge. Vietnam, I'm sailing down the river toward the perfumed pagoda amidst limestone mountains while white cranes fly overhead. Nepal, I'm sleeping near the world's rooftop with the roundest and brightest moon hanging out my window, turning the top of Mount Everest into a glorious blue dome. A parade of beatific moments came flooding back and gave me courage to look at the photo in the new passport once again, where I now see that it's not a sad smile. It's a knowing smile. After all, mine is what it should be, a traveler's face.
Andrew Lamb is an editor for the Pacific News Service in San Francisco.